buttons, chin long like a slide. They're everywhere I wanna go. I'd like you to follow and know I'd never ever wanna leave. If everywhere I wanna see comes crumbling down around me when I let bygones run free. You always came in first place, you tear the streets in my face. I'm grabbing the gate at the sidelines, I'm wondering how to stick on my heel and ideally my dominoes down and I really wanna show you running alone and freely. Are you serious now? They're everywhere I wanna go. I'd like you to follow and know I'd never ever wanna leave. Down around me.
This is KK Slatter. You're listening to New Horizons on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am so happy to be here with you guys this morning, this lovely Saturday morning. It is still a little gloomy outside. I'm hoping we're going to get a little bit of sunshine today, but if not, that is okay. I am always a fan of the rain as well, so I have got some really fun songs lined up for you guys today. I am doing a themed show. All of my shows are themed. Last week, or the last time I was on the show, it was just an introduction to my music taste, kind of what you can expect when listening to New Horizons. Today, I'm doing a theme of small artists. So I went through Spotify and I picked out some of my favorite artists that have less than 80,000 listeners, 80,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. And I am really, really excited to play some of these songs for you guys because they're some of my favorite songs from some people that I know, people that I have seen open for some of my favorite musicians. So I am very, very excited. I started off the show with Bygones by Seeing Double. Seeing Double is a New York-based rock band. I love them. I think I've played them on my show before or whenever I was last on the air. And they're just, all of their songs are just super fun and really easy to dance to, and lots of great harmonies, great guitar. If you guys don't listen to Seeing Double, you should definitely check them out. I followed up my opener with Juice by Camp Howard. I saw Camp Howard open for my favorite band a couple of years ago, and I have been obsessed with them ever since. They are super fun. I don't think they've put out anything in quite a while, but the songs that they do have on Spotify are really awesome. And then what you just heard was Emily by Rhett Madison from her album Pinup Daddy from 2021. Pinup Daddy is one of my favorite albums, I think, in the past couple of years. I think Rhett Madison has an incredible voice, is an incredible musician, and it is always such a pleasure to listen to her. And next up, I have a song that from an artist that actually went really viral on TikTok or Instagram or something. Her name is Morgan. She has a song out that is pretty popular called Mom Jeans. But the song that I'm going to be playing for you today is called Lily. That is L-I-L-E-E. Lily by Morgan. I hope you guys enjoy.
She's always in my head. I'll run on sand. drawn the final curtain. She comes and goes, believe me, I know. But Jenny, Jenny is a nightmare, turns men to stone the second she stares. I'm leaving, leaving, there's not fair, not fair, not fair, she knows I stare. It's hard to believe, but as for this, I'm certain. Now she's gone, I sing the song, and I know that Jenny, Jenny is a nightmare, turns men to stone the second she stares. I'm leaving, leaving, and it's not fair, not fair, not fair. She knows I stare.
So that was Lily by Morgan, followed up by Jenny is a Nightmare by We Build Spaceships. I've been meaning to listen to more We Build Spaceships. I really like this song, Jenny is a Nightmare, and I haven't really given We Build Spaceships the chance to make their way into my usual repertoire of music. So I'm going to give We Build Spaceships a chance, and you definitely should too. And the song that you just heard was Steve by Sydney Sprague. Sydney Sprague, one of my favorites. I played her the last time I was on the air. I saw her when she opened up for the Front Bottoms, actually a couple of years ago. I went to see the Front Bottoms with my friends, and Sydney Sprague opened for them, and she was just incredible. I really am a huge fan of Sydney Sprague, and I will probably be playing a lot of her on the show whenever I get a chance. I'm going to play a couple more songs for you guys, and then I will interrupt at 7:30 to do our hourly PSA. If you have a specific PSA that you would like to hear, follow me on Instagram and DM me and let me know what PSA you want to hear. My Instagram is kayla.curameng, C-U-R-A-M-E-N-G. I don't know if I'm allowed to be advertising my personal Instagram on air, but too late. Yeah, so next up we have PJR by Hydromag, and then a couple more after that. And like I said, I'll be back at 7:30. Here is PJR.
Lost now.
Played you PJR by Hydromag, and then what you just heard was Wishes, parentheses, studio outtake by Easy Honey, another band that I would like to give some more time to. I just, you know, I'm kind of stuck in my current music, which is mostly just, I don't even know how to describe it. My current music is sad girl music. My personal life has been a little bit of a mess recently, but I'm really excited to play some more upbeat and fun stuff for you guys today. But that will come after our PSA on knowing your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. This has been a public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All very good advice, as these PSAs usually are, but let's get back into the music. That was kind of a long PSA, and I have quite a few songs left on this playlist for you guys today. So the next song you're going to hear is A Round by Lutalo. I saw Lutalo open for Novo Amor a couple of months ago, and I was just captivated. Lutalo is very talented. This song is really, really lovely, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. And after that, there's going to be a little bit more of an upbeat one, and then I think after that, we're going to get pretty much back into like the slower, sort of more acoustic-y focused music. So this is A Round by Lutalo. Hope you guys like it. Thank you.
to a higher place. Sometimes it feels like you're my life supply. And when the days are getting darker,
you shine a light.
There's no mistaking you'll be there to lift me up and take a lot of my smile. There's no one like you who understands.
That was such a fun song. So I played Around by Lutello, and then I followed that up with Talk Like That by Tilar. It's T-I-L-A-R. Not really sure how to pronounce it, but I don't care because that song fills me with joy. I love that song so much. I think that it's such a great dancing song, a driving song. It reminds me of the summer. It just... I love that song. The horns, the drums, the vocals, everything about it is just so wonderful. So next up we have a song by Tiny Habits. If you are on like the acapella music side of TikTok, you probably know about Tiny Habits. They are an indie singer-songwriter trio. They got famous on TikTok for doing a lot of arrangements, like beautiful acapella arrangements of pop music. Their voices blend really nicely together. All of their videos are aesthetically pleasing and they're pleasing for the ear because their voices are just so beautiful. I saw them open up for, who did they open for? Lizzie McAlpine, I think. They are just as talented in person as they are online, and that is just a really wonderful thing. I'm realizing that this show has been kind of all over the place as far as vibes go. We're kind of going all over the disco funk thing. We did that. We did the rock thing with Seeing Double and Rhett Madison, Camp Howard. We've also done like the slower indie kind of vibe. This show is not about keeping a consistent theme. This show is about giving some small artists the spotlight that they deserve and making sure that at least one of you guys comes out with a new favorite artist. So I'm going to play Hemingway by Tiny Habits. And then after that, I think there's a couple of more alternative songs. And then I'm going to close out because unfortunately we are nearing the end of our time here. I have about, 18 minutes left. So I'm going to play a couple songs. Maybe I'll talk a little more. We'll see. We've got just some really great music coming up. So I'm going to play Hemingway by Tiny Habits.
It's a big fear of mine, thinking I've left behind something good. Something good. Told you on Hemingway that it didn't feel the same, and you just did. Now I can't come back to Boston without feeling you all around. Come back to Boston. On Hemingway I let you down. Come back to Boston. I thought that it'd be better. So what did I do before? 'Cause now I just want you more than I ever did. Ever did. I feel like a monster now, 'cause I ripped the heart right out of a pacifist. And now I can't come back to Boston. Boston. On Hemingway we don't exist. Come back to Boston. I thought that it'd be better.
Is there a future where you forgive me? Where it won't hurt? Where we agree? Another heartbreak, can we prevent it? 'Cause I wanna come back to Boston. Come back to Boston. On every way I hold you tight. Come back to Boston. Come back to Boston.
Baby, how was work? I know you didn't wanna get out of bed. It's crazy at the hospital. They're gonna want you back soon. But don't let it stress you out. That's up to you.
Okay, welcome back to my voice. I played Hemingway by Tiny Habits, and then what you just heard was Stress by Motel Radio. Listen, when I made this playlist to play on the show today, I did not actually listen to some of the songs that I put on the playlist more than once, embarrassingly enough. So Hemingway by Tiny Habits, I did not expect that song to be quite as sad as it was. But you know, sometimes things happen and things just get sad. Next up for you guys, I have a song called Holy Ground by Hannah Brienne. I saw Hannah on Monday. Actually, I saw I went to a show at the Sinclair in Cambridge, if you're familiar, and Hannah is just so lovely. She is really just a gem, and this song is as lovely as she is, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. I'm gonna play this song. I'll be back with just a little bit more talking, and then I'm gonna play you guys out with one of my favorite kind of local bands from Connecticut. So here is Holy Ground by Hannah Brienne.
Goodbye. It never won't make my father cry.
Okay, that was Holy Ground by Hannah Brian. Isn't that just so lovely? I think that song is really beautiful. I think her voice is really beautiful. And I am starting to wrap up my show now. I have one last song for you guys. I am from Connecticut. I grew up in Connecticut, and because of that, I have a lot of friends that went to UConn. And UConn seems to be this breeding ground for bands, alt-rock bands. And this is one of my favorite bands that I know of that came out of UConn. They're called Wavy McGrady. I am friends with the guitarist in this band, you know, like kind of distant friends through people. And these guys are super fun and just really genuine and really nice. If you guys are on like the weird side of TikTok that I sometimes end up on, there was a guy kicking a rock that went viral, and he was trying to make this rock round, like as spherical as it could possibly be, just by kicking it, you know, like the natural process of erosion and stuff like that. And that guy was actually the lead singer of this band, Wavy McGrady, and I guess the founding member of this band. I don't really know the history of Wavy, but I really like their music. They just put out an album last year called I Hope You Don't Mind. It's really good. If you like alt rock, or just alt music in general, Wavy McGrady is definitely for you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to New Horizons. This is KK Slider, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Dented Cars by Wavy McGrady. I will see you guys in a little while. Enjoy.
But it's been 8 straight that I'm in it.